I'm so happy and excited that I can today welcome Daniel Mittell to the Conscious Evolution Summit.
Very, very happy and honored to be with you and all the guests from all over the world. It's for me a really special moment, so thank you for inviting me.
It's my pleasure. And I just want to kind of put it out to our audience that I really want to invite everyone, not just listening with the ears, but really opening, especially the heart, and opening whatever you are able to open. Because I know that the place from where Daniel is sharing his wisdom, his experiences, his transmission is really from a deep, deep place and beyond what our mind can kind of comprehend. So I just want to make clear that we can all get the most out of it when you just open and go into a receptive mode.
That's true. It's for me, it's a long journey, and sharing again my experience and what I'm teaching and what the School of the Heart is teaching. There are 118 teachers out there teaching all over the world. I think it's very important. And especially today, we are already, it's 2018, and some of my students, they said, Daniel, we are shocked we arrived in 2018. The way how we live, the way how we think. Me personal, I'm very positive. Literally, I'm teaching all over the world. Like last year was a pretty light year. I was like 32 countries, but like 2 years ago, I was in 65 countries. If you can imagine, in 52 weeks. I mean, okay, there are some journeys like Austria, Germany, Switzerland that are all together, and it's easy to travel in 1 week. But because I'm going all over the world, I can see changes in some parts, big changes in some parts. They started right now, so I'm very positive.
Mm-hmm. And Daniel, I mean, it's really a huge topic, kind of how can we access our heart? What is the value of it? How can we apply it? And I really trust that you share what is for you most relevant out of your experience, sharing that knowledge all over the world.
It's first, it's very important for people out there to understand that living in the heart is not a metaphor. A lot of people, they are thinking about living in the heart like a sort of poetry or a beautiful metaphor or a sort of love, not unconditional love. That's very important. they think that a sort of love that is connected with the heart and the living in the heart. But living in the heart, we can say it's a system. It's a very clear process that we have to go through. Not because we live now in that state of logic and mind so much, but because somewhere, a couple of thousand of years ago, and it's written in all holy books, it's called the fall. So we fall from that level of consciousness. We are falling to this level of consciousness. So mystics, masters all over the world, in thousands of years, they develop different systems. My last book, Journeys into the Heart, I wrote with Dramvalo Melchizedek. We put there 27 methods from all over the world. Different master, different groups. And it doesn't matter if it's Mount Athos in Greece, or it's India in Dulikelver, or Nepal, or Tibet, or any place on this planet, New Zealand, or all this aboriginals and all the natives from South America, any group, any country on this planet, I'm convinced about that, even the smallest place on this planet, they have a system to go, to literally move from the brain to the heart, to move your consciousness, that spirit, that light, that sparkle. It's a sort of our pilot, we call the spirit, right? We are immortal. I mean, this body can live, I don't know, 90, maybe like my grandmother, she was 105 when she moved to the other dimension. Maybe we are lucky to be like her. But this is just because we are organic, material thing. So we have this energy for this amount of time. But the spirit inside of us, this pilot, in all the holy books, it's written that something happened when the spirit moved from our heart, and the heart was that time the boss, to the brain. And because the brain is polarized, we start to create from this polarization. So we create what we want, but also we create what we don't want. That comes from behind us. So I believe that's the reason there are so many wars today on this planet, because we pray for peace. But when you pray from your brain, you create peace, but in the same time, you create something else, a conflict. So if literally, if you don't move your spirit from the brain down to your heart, what is unity? You create something that you like, but you create also something that you don't like. So I said, I think, more things that you asked me.
I mean, the question which is kind of really there is, how can we move the spirit to the heart? And as you said in your book, you have 26 techniques shared, and maybe there are some more, but could you kind of share something which we could apply right away here?
I think the easiest, after, let's say in another way, before 2012, because we consider this male energy, masculine energy, right? So if we analyze the astronomical movements of our planet, we have around almost 13,000 years. The movement was male energy, and the other, now we are in feminine energy. So before 2012, actually it's 2009, if we consider the unity grid that is around Mother Earth. But on this time, 2009, 2010, 2011, 2012, we start to move in this transition, right? We are in this, we call Dramvolo, my beloved mentor and master. Dramvolo is calling this window of transition, right? So probably until 2020, I would say, we are still on this window, when we are, it's a sort of mix of energy, male energy and feminine energy. So because now we started to be more in feminine energy, our heart started to open. So I would say a simple, very simple method to go into the heart is to stay in the middle of the nature. If we have a chance to be in a garden or in a park or in a forest, mountains, the sea, the ocean, doesn't matter. If we can stay in the middle of the nature and we just connect with Mother Earth and Father Universe, this is very important. A lot of people don't understand this connection with Mother Earth and Father Universe. But something happens when we do it. It's a reconnection, because we, this body is given by Mother Earth. So we reconnect with Mother Earth. So our energy reconnects with Divine Mother Earth and with the Father Universe. So basically, how the Chinese says, the yin and yang, right? The Tao, all inside of us, it's unity. So when that happens, it's easy to go into the heart. You just close your eyes and you just let yourself to fall down. It's called the intuitive way. It's one of the methods that I wrote in the book. And I used to practice in end of 1980s and beginning of 1990s with this great master, the Lady Anna. She was a great mystic. She used to work with all Hesiodas, these great masters that they are hidden in Carpathian mountains. And they stay in these caves and they meditate and they do very interesting things I witnessed. And what I saw there, I saw in Tibet, is they appear, disappear, and they levitate and all. They light in the cave from the heart, you can see. So when they say enlightenment, people say, I am enlightened. They think, again, it's poetry. It's not. Somebody who is enlightened from inside the heart and the whole system of energy generates light. So it's coming from inside, outside. So you can stay in a dark room and you can see around you very easy, actually. And I experienced that, actually, in 2011 and 2012 in a dark room in Thailand with 10 days with no food. And I could see very well around me.
I didn't have that as well, Daniel. Yeah. I did the darkness retreat myself, and I also did it.
You know what I'm talking. So once you are in your heart, you literally... Some people see, some people feel. So this is a very easy method. You reconnect with Mother Earth and Father Universe. You close your eyes and you let yourself to fall down exactly how you are. Imagine you are on the edge of the mountain and you fall down and you go down in that darkness. And the heart has a specific, I would say, capacity, power. Whatever it's light and moves around the heart is working as a one of these. If you study astronomy, you know about these dark circles that they attract everything. So the heart has this capacity. Everything that is light, it's sucked inside of the heart, and suddenly you arrive. And once you are in your heart, we believe this is a reality, what is around us. This is a joke. This is what Mayans calls the Maya, the illusion. This is not real. We are in a dream. And my 4 years in Tibet, when they were telling me I'm in a dream, I said it's a joke. But I realized in time, when we wake up in the morning, we are still dreaming. We are in the same dream. What we see around us is just covering our dream, but we are still in the middle of the dream. But in the inside of the heart, suddenly you are in the what we call in the heart, that sacred space of the heart or tiny space of the heart. In fact, is the sacred space of the universe or tiny space of the universe. So basically, as the mystics, the great master said, once you are, and we remember Rumi, the great master, what he said, the great Sufi Persian master, he said, once you are in your heart, it's like you are in the eye of the hurricane. Around you, there is a lot of noise, but there, it's quiet. And something interesting happened. When you are in your heart, you start to see spherical, I call. So you don't see linear. You started to see like 360 degrees, right? So you can see, but you can sense and feel from your heart all around you. That's the reason so many masters, and we can talk about great masters in martial art, when like Aikido or all these great masters, they just close their eyes and they see anybody who can attack them. So they cover their eyes, because once you are in your heart, you started to see like a sphere. So it's an easy technique, I would say, to connect to your heart. It's just, I would say it's very connected with our karmic energy, in a sense that if we really want to go into the heart, nothing can stop us, because the heart is home. The brain is not home. Long time ago, the brain used to be the subordinate to the heart. But now the brain took over, and we see what's going on this planet, right? All this ego actions, and it's clearly the brain. So there are a lot of good methods to go into the heart. We are teaching some workshops just a weekend for 2 days, Saturday and Sunday, and we do all these methods that we have in Journeys into the Heart book. And it is really interesting for me to see the change that happened. Literally, I saw people working in business, people that are teachers in universities. And the moment they try to do these techniques, and one of them works, doesn't it? Out of, let's say, in a workshop, we have like 15 meditations, right? If one of them works, and it's impossible not to have at least one of them, right? There is a method, for example, that is, and is given by Nikiforos. Nikiforos was a great master, a monk, that he lived 500 years after Jesus. So this great master is talking about this method. It's called breathing method. And for business people, this is the best method, because when you think, your mind is thinking at something. You just use the breathing, and you breathe inside of your heart, and you bring your mind, whatever you are thinking, you bring all your thoughts closer to this respiratory passage. You inhale in your heart, exhale out of your heart. So when you get closer and closer, you stick your mind on the inhale, and suddenly it brings you inside of your heart. So even if you are a strong thinker, you are a business person, you are very logic, and your mind works continuously, there is still a method that can help you to go down from the brain to your heart. And I saw that. I was so happy to see the last workshops I've done. It was amazing, because you can literally see the face of the person is changing. The eyes start to shine because the light is coming from inside, from the heart. And suddenly, around the person is this energy. You really want to stay near that person. Mm-hmm. It's this sweet energy and this calmness and peace, right? You just want to stay around that person. When somebody is in the heart, mm-hmm. you really want to stay near that person. Mm-hmm. There is a reason why so many great masters, Buddha or Jesus, or all the masters there, they were stepping on this planet. They attracted so many people, you know, because the simple appearance of this master brought to humanity something that the people don't have usually. It's this peace of mind, this happiness. And people started to realize that happiness is coming from inside, is not from outside. Doesn't matter how much money you get. And we see how many people with money commit suicide. It's a fact, actually. Some of the highest rank countries in the world, that they have a lot of money, if you see, the people are completely unhappy. Doesn't mean anything. The money or a house or the car or so. When you are here, all is coming in a natural way. It's this happiness, this, we can say it's a heart byproduct. Yeah. So it's coming automatically. Once you are in your heart, mm-hmm. all is coming in a natural way.
And in a way, Daniel, what I experienced, because I also was participating in an Awakened the Illuminated Heart workshop 2 years ago, and I practice it really regularly. And what I, it's really, it's when I go there, it's as if I'm on another planet. It's really, it's such a shift. Everything feels and seems different. So it literally feels I'm in another reality. Even though my eyes kind of also see the matter and the material around, but even that seems more alive, not that fixed. I see more the energy level of things, and how I feel, how I act, what I do is so different. And it's always, it's And still I leave it from time to time and then I come back, but the coming back gets more easy and faster the more I practice it. And I mean, I don't want to leave it anymore because it's so beautiful.
Yeah, the interesting thing with this, the awakening workshop, and I was part of the team that created this workshop some years ago with Dramvalo, and Journeys into the Heart workshops. So these workshops, they have something that, in a way, there are not normal workshops. Because what happened? In a normal workshop, like let's say I teach also Kriya Yoga, right? And Kriya Yoga is very simple. You wake up, at 9 o'clock I'm in bed, so I wake up, like it remains for me this time when I was in Tibet, from 9 to 3. So I sleep 3 hours before midnight, 3 hours after midnight. So you have yin and yang. So before midnight, you have Mother Earth energy. And after midnight, you have Father Universe energy. So your body gets exactly what you need. So let's say you can schedule at 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock. You start to do 1 hour of Kriya Yoga, which is spinal breathing. Inhale, exhale, inhale, exhale. So you can schedule. But these workshops, Awakening the Illuminated Heart, Journeys into the Heart, the Inner Path, Journeys into the Heart, the Higher Self. These workshops, they have something that is not a normal workshop. You cannot say, at 5 o'clock in the morning, I'm going to practice heart meditation. It's not working like that. It's very simple. You are in your heart, or you are not in your heart. You can practice in one day 10,000 times. You go to, I don't know, Carrefour or Walmart or I don't know what shop, and you make your shopping and you buy food. You have to be in your heart. You are driving, you have to be in your heart. You are in a subway or a metro or bus, you have to be in your heart. If you feel you are in your brain, and it's easy when we are in the brain, we start to think a lot, we are very active, we use these beta waves, right? So the brain is pushing. The moment you feel you are in your brain, you just go down to your heart. Any method you can choose from my last book or from any workshops, Awakening, from Dramvalo, any method is good. You just close your eyes and you move from the brain down all the way. And you know what's funny is just 18.5 centimeters, this distance, from the brain to the heart. But this 18 centimeters, actually, it's probably the longest distance for humanity that we can do. But now it's simple that I'm teaching and I try to explain, and I'm going all these conferences all over the world. In February, I was invited to United Nations. And I'm speaking with children and with business people and politicians, and I'm telling them it's easy. It's just a matter for us now, because we are in feminine energy, and the feminine energy is flowing. It's like a river. The moment you start again to think and you start to make plans and you put all there in a logic way, that's the end of feminine energy. That's male energy. And especially now, it's not really good, because our body started to change the DNA, and we have great names like Bruce Lipton and all these guys that they study the DNA. It's science. Our body is changing now. Even if we don't realize that, but this energy inside of us is started to move in a completely different way, the feminine energy. So I would say it's a natural way. Doing this movement from the brain to the heart, it's nothing out of, and it's such a difficult or troubling. It's a natural way. Anybody can do it. The children can do it. And they are in the heart in a natural way. For us, later, because we moved from the heart to the brain, it's a little bit more difficult, but it's not impossible. It's just a simple matter of working and awareness. We should be very aware. We are eating, we are speaking, we are stepping outside. It has to be more like Osho said, Zen. We have to be a little bit more Zen. So when you put that right leg on the ground and the left leg and right leg and the left leg, we have to try to be more aware of us, the body and the spirit, because we have a tendency to go outside, to look around, and we don't stop inside. So the more aware we are about ourselves, first this wonderful body, material body, and then the spirit inside and the heart and the energy around us, I think the easiest is for us to get to our hearts. And it's really thousands of years ago, the master, they used to do this heart meditation just with a small group, a really small group. They train, let's say, out of 1,000 students, they train maybe 50 students. And this group, they knew they can go into the heart. But now, because we are in feminine energy, it's in a natural way. Anybody can do it. Nobody can say, I can't do it. It's just a matter of self-awareness and to try. And it's people believe spiritually is like somebody managed to go into the heart, and it's such an amazing achievement. This is not business, like we are selling products and you have to reach a target. Anybody that is trying, it's already in a very, very important position. It's if you can try just to move from the brain to the heart, if you can just try to stay in the middle of the nature and to connect with Mother Earth. And it's simple. You just go to a tree, you put your hand on that tree, and you tell to that tree, I love you, I love you, I love you. And you stop. And you will feel the energy coming back. The trees, and I was talking with Dramul a few days ago. He was telling me about his experience he had here in Vancouver area. And it was very interesting for me to hear that even Dramul confirmed the trees, they have this energy. And basically there are now HeartMath, actually, the Institute of HeartMath, basically they demonstrated that the trees are literally intelligent. You have an old tree that is bringing all the leaves closer and all the branches, so the small one, they can grow. And they if you open your third eye, you can see this energy moving from the mother tree to the small one. It's an exchange of information. So you just put your hand on a tree and you tell to that tree, I love you, I love you, I love you. And you stop thinking. And suddenly you will feel the energy coming back. This is Mother Earth. It's very simple. Anybody can do it.
Mm-hmm. And as you said, Daniel, it's just a matter of doing it 100,000 times a day, again and again and again. And it's so fast. It's so fast. But again, again. Again, and in a way, my experience is also that I kind of, it seems also to change my brain. I couldn't really explain how and what is happening, but I sense that my brain is changing.
Yes, that's very true. Because what happens once we manage to go into the heart, all the organs around, and not just the brain, the closer are the lungs, right behind the heart, right, the liver, right on the right side, the pancreas, the spleen, and especially here the solar plexus, that is that we call the sun, right, the sun inside of the body, the chakra of solar plexus. So all the organs, the brain and the organs around, and the glands, there are seven glands, very important, these seven glands, they get immediately a boost of energy from the heart. So basically the heart, and we know already, it's science, the heart has this huge field around that is on a radius of 2 meters left and right, and the brain is just half centimeter. So we know already once the heart started to work as a coordinator of the whole, the brain is connected with the heart, and the brain started to literally make, we can say, miracles, because both glands, the pineal gland and pituitary gland, they started to work at the proper energy, which means the pineal gland, we call the seat of vision, right? And seat of dreams. So pineal gland started to give us these glimpses, these inspirations, dreams, right? So we started to have a sort of future understanding. We know what to do. The pituitary gland, that is balancing inside of the body all the liquids, all the energy, started to send the right signal to the thyroid gland, to the thymus gland inside of here in the chest, and down the pancreas and the sexual glands. So all the energy is moving inside of our body in a normal way. Immediately, once you get in your heart, things happen in a natural way. First, your diet is changing because your heart is giving you the right information. I am vegan, and it happened to me in a natural way. People think it's a big accomplishment. It's not. Once you started to work with your heart is telling you each day what, in one day you want to have some blueberries, in one day I want to have a piece of toast, of organic bread, in one day I want to have a smoothie, in one day I feel I want to have a glass of kombucha. But it's not something that I let my heart in a natural way to give me what I need. I eat what I need, and believe me, I'm very healthy. Mm-hmm. I was never visiting a doctor. I can run a marathon. I'm very strong. I'm doing exercises day by day, almost 2 hours. I meditate 6, 7, 8 hours per day, and I don't have any problem. My body is working really. You know, I don't buy this thing that you get older in your body. That's not true. I feel very strong, and I'm looking at Dravolo. He's almost 78, right? Now in spring, we are walking together. He walked in this right there in Cornwall, when he has his farm. There is this desert area with all these beautiful cactus and all this. He walked like 2 hours on the sun. Like, for him, it was normal. He didn't feel tired. I mean, me, I was already, you know, I could feel that sun in Arizona, you know, it's burning. Dravolo was like nothing happened, you know. So it's something that also your heart makes you younger, stronger. Mm-hmm. It's a whole process. The brain is part of this huge change that happens inside of us. It's a change that basically, I don't believe anybody, once you go in your heart, you can go back. Even if you, let's say you neglect and you don't pay attention, and you don't want to go into your heart, right? It remains inside of you. After, I have students, they've done this workshop with me right at the beginning, 2011, 2012. They stopped for 3-4 years, and now they send me message. They said, oh, we remember how it was to be in the heart. We started again to do it. It's something that remains. It's a longing. It's inside of you. That one time memory of going inside of the heart is changing completely. Not this life. This is not, it's important, but not so important. Is changing completely your destiny. And I'm talking about cosmic destiny. From this moment, until you go all the way through all the dimensions, because this is the first reconnection with with divine you, with who you really are, not just this body. What about the other bodies when you are born thousands of times on this planet or different planets? So once you go in your heart, you start really to see and sense and feel who you really are.
And what I also notice is that when, let's say, there would be some challenge appearing or something I need to work out, I don't go so much in the mind anymore. I just sit in this energy and kind of bring the issue into the space and just be with it. And of course, there is maybe sometimes a tendency that the mind kind of tries to find solution, but then I take my awareness back and just sit and relax in the space. And by the way, what works very well for me, although I'm very much surrounded by nature, but when I think of a baby, I just go there. And it's really changing my way of dealing with challenges and difficulties. And often, as you said, kind of there are coming then solutions from a direction I couldn't think of. Yeah.
One of the most important things, exactly what you said, once you go into your heart, you connect with, some people call the higher self. Some people, like in some books, Urantia books, they call it thought adjuster. Some people call the voice, inner voice. Some people call it the intuition. But once you go in your heart and you are, because usually we call mortal mind. This is the mortal mind, right? But in your heart, there is something else we call cosmic mind. So the heart speaks in images, but also has what we call primary thoughts. I am pure light. I am pure love. So there are not too many, just couple of we call primary thoughts. So the cosmic minds, or mind of God, we call it, is working very well from here. So any problem that we have in this mortal mind, once you go in your heart, it dissolves. I don't know how to say it. It disappears. This is first thing. The second thing, always, because our higher self can see from higher level our evolution, always you will get a glimpse of what you need to do to be happy, to have money, to find your soulmate, to be in love, whatever. Whatever you are struggling on this body and in all these small things, these are small things, honestly. Your higher self and that intuitive voice in your heart immediately is going to give you it. And even if you are thinking, why I have to quit my job? Why I have to sell this house and to go to live in that place? Well, just do it. Your heart knows exactly. Your higher self will never, or the voice of God, it's never ever going to give you a bad advice. This is impossible. And of course, you can still go on your struggles and you can live your life how it is if you choose that. But there is always, we call, a shortcut. And this shortcut is the heart. It's easy and it's natural. It's how we are. We are really made to be happy. We see all these things around us, governments, and they try to, the church, the religious system, it became so mundane, and they are trying to protect us. Protect of whom? So all this system around us, they are trying to tell us, I'm going to help you, I'm going to protect you. But there is a Chinese proverb that is really good. The more transparent you are, the more powerful you are, which is true. I always said, if all people on this planet and all the bank accounts will be transparent, we can see everything, and nothing will be bad. We won't have criminality. We won't have anything. If they will teach in schools the sexual system, because all these sexual problems are coming because of the ignorance. People don't understand how the sexual energy is moving inside of the body. People don't understand how to collect this energy and move inside of the body to replenish. People don't understand some basic techniques that more than 10,000 years ago, the Tao books, there are some Tao books in China, and I'm going there very often to teach. And I'm finding these systems, they are doing normal. They knew exactly some techniques how to use the sexual energy. What if we can teach in schools this system, and children, they can understand exactly when the time comes, there are 12, 13, 14, instead just to show them some anatomically pictures, and these children are ashamed by themselves, you understand? I was teaching in this huge Hadeland. Hadeland is a big college in near Oslo in Norway. So I had some conferences there, and I was surprised to see how children, they were so open about some subjects, but when it is coming to the sexual energy, you know, they were completely quiet. They were ashamed to speak. They were ashamed to share. They were laughing neurotically. They didn't know what to do, you know, because their parents don't know and they didn't teach. But what is more tragic, the teachers in schools, they don't understand. So there are so many things that I really believe we can improve. We can work it in a right way for humanity in simple things. I always like to say that the simple thing is just to be simple. And the easiest and the most powerful thing, you know, just to be simple. Eat, you know, because I was talking about my grandmother, she lived so many years, but she had a very simple life. She was going to sleep when the animal, so she was doing these cycles like animals, because, you know, she had a big house and, you know, all these animals around, the chickens and the cows, you know. So the moment the animals were going to bed, she was going to bed, and the animals were waking up. She woke up. She didn't have a TV. She used to work Mother Earth all her life. Very simple thing. Mm-hmm. And she was healthy and happy.
And in a way, what I also get, Daniel, when I listen to you, is that, I mean, most of what you share takes place in the invisible. So this is also that we start to acknowledge that there is so much for us in the invisible realms, and it's not, they are there, it's powerful, it's influencing us. So yeah, that when we acknowledge that not just this world which we see and which we can touch has an influence and is of importance, but really so much is in the unseen.
Absolutely. And I'm sure in the next couple of years some things are going to happen that's 100%, because we arrive at this stage, and I can see all around me, when the children are asking so many questions, and the people are starting to be unhappy. They started to understand that doesn't matter how many things you have and how much care you have for this body, you know, even if you go to a fitness or a beautiful exercise room and all this, and you are in good shape, suddenly there is something that you are longing for, you want it, and you feel that it is there, very close to you. And people don't realize that, in fact, it's inside. that's the funniest thing. And of course, I believe people will understand very soon that it's not just the material body, there is a psychic body, there is an emotional body, there is a spiritual logic body, right? Mental body. And these are very well connected with our feelings, how we are thinking, if we are in the heart, if we are in the brain, what we are eating, of course. So there are so many the factors, connection with Mother Earth, respecting all the universe and understanding that we are not just a citizen of this planet. This is very important. People must understand we are cosmic citizens. We are part of a huge system. And the fact that we have so many visits and they are coming here and they help us and they go back and they are coming again from different systems. It's an important step for us. We soon, I'm very sure about that. And I was talking also with Dranvalo. We are sure it's going to be a big shift soon. We hope it's going to be in a natural way, not like what happened with Atlantis, right? More than 10,000 years ago when Mother Earth changed the polarities and a whole continent disappeared, right? So we hope that we are going to be doing the, and I'm positive. I'm sure people started to open their hearts. Some more, some they are on their way, but I can see all over the world some big changes. So that's very good.
So in a way, to prepare in order to kind of participate and maybe support this shift we are in and which is coming, is there anything else than, of course, what you already shared, moving into the heart, really being receptive, taking care, listening to your intuition, connecting with Mother Nature, with Father Sky, anything particular which kind of supports us in... I had a conversation with Terry Patton, and he said to have a soft landing in something new.
Well, I always recommend to people to do imagery, because we are living in images. So we have to understand it's a dream. And I'm teaching this heart imagery system that really helps to balance the mental and emotional and physical body. It's really good to understand that we are in an image. So whenever we are out there, we can have a better understanding and we can cope better with Mother Earth, powerful feminine energy, right? Just analyzing and seeing an image and then closing our eyes and going to the heart and see the same image inside of the heart. This is very important. When you work with an image outside and you work with an image inside of your heart, because what you see out there, when it moves to your heart, the same image is giving you a completely different perspective. So one of the things that I also recommend for people out there, the first thing is to go into the heart, right? To learn. We have all this workshop, awakening workshop, journeys into the heart workshops, journeys into the heart book that has all this system, and anybody can read the book and start practicing. But except that, I always recommend to people to use imagery. Because imagery was the first method on this planet. It came from long time ago. It's considered Adamic race method. Before Jesus and yoga and Buddha, anything was on this planet, we use just images. We work with images. So it's good for people out there to, whenever they see something, trust it with your heart, not with your brain. So you see an image or you understand something, go back to your heart and try to see the same thing there inside of your heart. And it's a big change.
Mm-hmm. And Daniel, I also have a question, because I have your book, I worked with it, and my partner and I, we took 1 year and we shared every day one read and an imagery story, the other went with it, and then we changed, and we did it for 1 year, and it was we invited the presence of God, was my feeling, and it did so much with us, and we just enjoyed the space. But I also know in a way that if you, or maybe I don't get it right, but there are some imageries in the book, but you could also have work with someone who gives you your own personal imageries, which are addressing your individual journey right now. But even with this book, it worked quite good. So maybe yes. You can share a bit about that.
Yes. When you work with somebody who is a teacher in imagery, and I already train, we have 118 teachers all over the world in the School of the Heart. They teach imagery, and you can teach imagery in school, in business. It's already considered. Two universities in USA, they consider imagery the main thing that helps in cancer, in helping people with cancer. So when somebody is working with you, imagery is completely different. If it's a teacher, that imagery, it's more powerful. But even if you read a book and you have your partner or your friend, and you ask that person just to, you lay down on a, and you completely, or you just close your eyes and you stay in with straight back, and you ask that person to read an exercise and to have like 20 seconds between exercises, and you try to do it in your heart, it's a big impact. It's huge, because suddenly you started to play with realities. Is that reality one? What is that reality in my heart? What is that reality that I can feel it inside of me and outside of me? Which one is real? So you started to understand that, in fact, you are in an illusion. And the more you work with imagery, you started to walk on the street and you realize you are in an image. You are part of the image, but you are in an image. Mm-hmm. And that's very important. Mm-hmm. Because once you have this revelation, this is a revelation, you realize that all around us are images. And you can change, you can create an image. You can create your own reality that really makes your future, the present and the future. Basically, you become like a super god. You know what to do. You see an image in your heart, and you let this image to move out there, and you start to live that image. And it's that simple. Mm-hmm. That's all.
So in a way, what I experience is that I have this image inside of me, and my body already feels that it's true. So immediately my body responds, and then it's maybe a matter of time. Sometimes very fast, sometimes it's a bit more time, but that it also shows up in the seen and touchable reality. But it starts inside, as you said.
Because these exercises in imagery, they are not answers. There are keys. It's a set of keys that you have in your hands. These keys, they open the door, your inner world, and you can see first what truly lie within you. And so unlike other spiritual system, heart imagery, it's utilizing this unique capacity of every human being. You reach enlightenment and freedom from illusion of ego created by the mind just using images. And it's something very interesting, because you learn to surrender. You learn to let go all what you have. Because once an image, what is creating so many emotional trauma inside of us? Images. Usually a word, an image, right? So once you manage to change an image and let this ego to disappear, basically all is open.
Mm-hmm. So in a way, is it also the fact that you kind of, you couldn't apply it wrong? Or is there anything we need to be careful with it?
The thing is, right now inside of us, we can say that the master is asleep, right? This servant mind, the mortal mind, is playing the role of the master. But there is a real master inside of our heart. So when you once you start working with imagery, you open the door of the real master. Now, some people might get not scared, but once you realize your true potential, what you can do, how happy you can be, you might have this feeling like, what's going on? How until now I was in this sleep and suddenly I feel this energy. So some people might get a little bit on not afraid, but they might have this feeling, right, that something is happening. But this is a positive feeling. Mm. This, we have to learn what Osho said, right? Osho said something very nice. That it is better to jump in the unknown, in that darkness, in the unknown, than to stay all our life in a cage.
Mm.
So maybe first time, if you let a bird that you kept it in a cage for years to fly in the forest, the bird gets scared. That's obvious. But then when you realize the freedom, what can be better?
Mm-hmm. That's a lovely metaphor for it. Yeah. And Daniel, I know that you're very close with Drunvalo and we are all kind of waiting for his new book. Do you know something about the content, and do you know when we can expect that it's coming out?
I know a lot of things about the content. Last time I was there, I saw what he was doing, and he explained me a lot of things. He is now in a little bit, again, in a sabbatical time. So he's in a full meditation up there in Cornville near Sedona. So, I'm sure he will take over again the writing as soon as he has the moments when he literally gets out of the body. I mean, I was there in 10, 15 minutes. He wouldn't move. He was like a statue. No pulse, nothing. He was out of the body and he comes back. So he's more connected with the other dimensions now than basically in a way he did his job here. So now he's enjoying the life here. But I would say 80% of his time now he's out of the body. He's working with the Melchizedek team from other planets, other places, and he's coming back from time to time. I hope also that he is going. We're supposed to meet now in November. Usually I'm going there to Thanksgiving Day, and we have, like last year, we had small family dinner all together, but this year I'm going to be in Chile. I'm teaching in Santiago de Chile on that time, so probably I will go a little bit later to see him. So I'm positive. I think when he decides, he knows exactly what he's doing. Drunvalo knows his level of consciousness. He knows exactly what to do. So and if he doesn't finish and he decided to go in the other dimension, it's still good. He will help us from there. So,
yeah, you're right. Wow, thank you so much, Daniel. I feel really you brought so much beautiful, rich, and also simple reminders to us. And I hope that many people can kind of really take something out into their daily life to practice, to really shift awareness to the heart, to take ownership of our deeper dimensions as well, and really also dare to make this jump into the unknown. So I'm very happy that you joined it and you brought so beautiful insights to the summit. And if you like, if there is anything still open, you can just take the space if you feel anything is relevant to close our conversation.
Just God bless you all, and remember to stay in your heart and to live from unconditional love. I think this is the most important. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Daniel, and thank you to you listening to the audio, watching the video, and I wish you all the best to really make this shift into your heart and live your life from there. Thank you so much.